The backyard beekeeping business began in Ohio more than 150 years ago. After all that time, beekeepers still don't agree on what to do with their hives once the weather turns colder. There's a saying among beekeepers.
If you talk to 100 beekeepers, you're going to get 101 opinions.
Larry Thoyer is giving me a tour of his honeybee hives at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Look at the yellow.
Oh, God, they're fierce out here.
Thoyer's hives are all ready for the winter now, but the unseasonably warm weather a few weeks ago meant it was still business as usual.
Now you want to step back because they're going to be mad.
If they do come flying out, they're going to come right at our eyes.
Mark Vandenberg keeps honeybees at his home in Westlake. Today, he's helping put feeders on the hives at the fairgrounds.
We're just going to peek in.
Thoyer uses some smoke to calm down the bees. Bees communicate using pheromones. The smoke covers up the pheromones. It's the insect equivalent of trying to yell over loud music.
If one would panic because I'm in the hive, it can't pass it along because the smoke is covering it.
Looking inside the hive, it's clear this particular colony hasn't been very productive.
So they did a little bit of comb, but there's absolutely no honey in it.
Bees store honey and use it as a food source during the winter. But lately, bees are having a hard time finding enough pollen to make the honey they need to survive the cold, much less make enough extra for people.
All right, so welcome to the Pollinatarium.
Reed Johnson teaches beekeeping at Ohio State's Agricultural Technical Institute in Worcester.
There we go.
This year, Johnson's helping his bees out with a backup food source, 500 pounds of cake icing.
Which we're going to go out and plop some of that on top of our colonies, and that's kind of an insurance policy. So here are the bees.
In Johnson's hive, the bees cluster together, keeping it a toasty 92 degrees.
So if you put your hand up here, it's actually quite warm. And so they'll cluster
in a ball. Yeah.
It's amazing. They'll cluster in a ball around the queen and just consume honey and shiver and keep warm that way.
As long as the bees have enough to eat during the winter, Johnson says, they'll be fine.
It's not freezing to death that kills bees. It's running out of food and then freezing to death.
February is an especially critical month.
It's in February that they will really burn through huge amounts of this honey that they've stored, keeping the nest warm so that they can raise that next generation of bees that will go out and visit the flowers in March and get the colony through the next season.
Johnson says replacing a colony can cost upwards of $120. Beekeepers and pollinator enthusiasts in Northeast Ohio meet up on a regular basis to compare notes on what works and what doesn't.
I don't always put supplemental food on tops of the hives.
Annette Burt-Clark keeps 4 apiaries in Cleveland. She's expecting a colder than usual winter. She's going to give her bees extra food. But one of her main concerns every year is wind.
I do have rooftop apiary in Ohio City. So that's a whole other consideration because the wind levels 3 stories up are much more severe than my hives that are on the ground.
To protect her hives from the wind, Clark wraps them in tar paper. The paper's dark color has the added benefit of absorbing heat from the sun. Anne Cicerella has a more elaborate approach. She's president of the Medina County Beekeepers Association.
I take window screening that I staple on the side, and then I put in the pink insulation that you use in houses. And I do more screening that I staple on the top.
The insulation keeps water droplets from forming and dripping down on the bees. Cicerella also wraps the lower 2/3 of the hive in mylar, a type of insulating fabric with a metallic shine.
But they do look like little spaceships. So, I don't know, maybe Elton John is playing a song along with it.
But even with all the insulating, there are no guarantees. Annual success rates mostly depend on weather, location, and the individual hive. Parasites can bring down entire colonies. Pesticides can make the bees' home toxic and unlivable. Even for an experienced beekeeper like Mark Vandenberg, coming out of winter with healthy bees often depends on luck.
I pulled lots of honey off my hives this year, and I know others that didn't.
But for Vandenberg and other beekeepers, getting the bees through the winter isn't just about the sweet payoff later on.
It's part of my day. I mean, I really look forward to going out and seeing those bees in the morning. They'll be flying. I can see them streaming up over my garage in the sunlight, and I'll say today's a great day. And I think it's gonna be
a long, long time. I'm Phil DeOliveira, 89.7 WKSU.